Once outside the room, Harry returned Hedwig to his shoulder and hurried off up the corridor, pausing to think only when he was out of sight of Binns's door. His first choice of somebody to cure Hedwig would have been Hagrid, of course, but as he had no idea where Hagrid was, his only remaining option was to find Professor Grubblyplank and hope she would help. He peered out of a window at the blustery overcast grounds. There was no sign of her anywhere near Hagrid's cabin. If she was not teaching, she was probably in the staff room. He set off downstairs, Hedwig hooting feebly as she swayed on his shoulder. Two stone gargoyles flanked the staff room door. As Harry approached, one of them croaked,
"You should be in class, Sonny Jim."
"This is urgent," said Harry curtly.
"Oh, urgent, is it?"
said the other gargoyle in a high-pitched voice.
"Well, that's put us in our place, hasn't it?"
Harry knocked. He heard footsteps and then the door opened and he found himself face to face with Professor McGonagall.
"You haven't been given another detention," she said at once, her square spectacles flashing alarmingly.
"No, Professor," said Harry hastily.
"Well then, why are you out of class?"
"It's urgent, apparently," said the second gargoyle snidely.
"I'm looking for Professor Grubblyplank," Harry explained. "It's my owl. She's injured."
"Injured owl, did you say?"
Professor Grubblyplank appeared at Professor McGonagall's shoulder, smoking a pipe and holding a copy of the Daily Prophet. "Yes," said Harry, lifting Hedwig carefully off his shoulder. "She turned up after the other post owls, and her wing's all funny. Look." Professor Grubblyplank stuck her pipe firmly between her teeth and took Hedwig from Harry while Professor McGonagall watched.
"Hmm,"
said Professor Grubblyplank, her pipe waggling slightly as she talked.
"Looks like something's attacked her. Can't think what would have done it, though. Thestrals will sometimes go for birds, of course, but Hagrid's got the Hogwarts thestrals well chained not to touch owls."
Harry neither knew nor cared what thestrals were. He just wanted to know that Hedwig was going to be all right. Professor McGonagall, however, looked sharply at Harry and said,
"Do you know how far this owl's travelled, Potter?"
Said Harry, "from London, I think." He met her eyes briefly and knew that she understood London to mean number 12 Grimald Place, by the way her eyebrows joined in the middle. Professor Grubblyplank pulled a monocle out of the inside of her robes and screwed it into her eye to examine Hedwig's wing closely.
"I should be able to sort this out if you leave her with me, Potter," she said. "She shouldn't be flying long distances for a few days in any case."
Right. Thanks," said Harry, just as the bell rang for break.
"No problem,"
said Professor Grubblyplank gruffly, turning back into the staff room.
"Just a moment, Wilhelmina," said Professor McGonagall. "Potter's letter."
"Oh, yeah," said Harry, who had momentarily forgotten the scroll tied to Hedwig's leg. Professor Grubblyplank handed it over and then disappeared into the staff room carrying Hedwig, who was staring at Harry as though unable to believe he would give her away like this. Feeling slightly guilty, he turned to go, but Professor McGonagall called him back.
"Potter!"
"Yes, Professor." She glanced up and down the corridor. There were students coming from both directions.
"Bear in mind,"
she said quickly and quietly, her eyes on the scroll in his hand,
"the channels of communication in and out of Hogwarts may be being watched, won't you?"
"I," said Harry, but the flood of students rolling along the corridor was almost upon him. Professor McGonagall gave him a curt nod and retreated into the staff room, leaving Harry to be swept out into the courtyard with the crowd. Here he spotted Ron and Hermione, already standing in a sheltered corner, their cloak collars turned up against the wind. Harry slit open the scroll as he hurried toward them and found five words in Sirius's handwriting. "Today, same time, same place."
"Is Hedwig okay?"
asked Hermione anxiously the moment he was within earshot.
"Where did you take her?"
asked Ron.
"To Grubblyplank," said Harry, "and I met McGonagall. Listen."